Welcome to the Igniting Souls podcast with Carrie Oberbrunner. Carrie believes if you want to experience clarity in business and in life, then discovering who you are, why you're here, and where you're going is a must. The Igniting Souls podcast is dedicated to help you do just this. And now, here's Carrie.
Seven years ago, I was at this building and I failed big time. And here's the crazy part. It's right next to the interstate, and so I drive by it almost every single day. And here's what happens. Every day I drive by and I remember that's the place where I failed and made a fool of myself. Now, let me share with you the quick story. 7 years ago, I was still in my day job. And I had this dream to be a coach. I had this dream to just be able to go pro with my passion. At that time, I had written books and I had done some little speaking, but I didn't really have the business world. I just wasn't even inside there. So what happened was one of my acquaintances, not even a close friend, one of my acquaintances said, "Hey, our company is doing a leadership retreat and we need a speaker, and so I want you to come in and meet the CEO." And I'll tell you what, I was so nervous. Here's why: because I put so much pressure on myself. I said, "Look, Carrie, if you can nail this, man, you can go pro with your passion." And so I put so much pressure on myself, and what I did is I walked in the door with a stack of binders, and I thought, you know what, I'm gonna go in there and I'm gonna basically impress this dude, and I'm basically gonna sell him. And I'll tell you what, it was horrible. Here I am wearing this suit that doesn't fit. I walk in, I'm nervous, I'm fumbling through the binders, and I'm breaking every rule that I now know. I didn't show up filled up. I didn't serve, I sold. I didn't story tell, I marketed. There were so many things that I did wrong that day. And no surprise, they didn't call me back. They didn't call me back. But I use that today. I've always wanted to come back. I've for the last 7 years, I said I'm going to come back someday and shoot a quick video in front of here. Because I want to encourage you. Here's why. That day, I was singing somebody else's song. Let me explain. If you've ever seen Walk the Line with Johnny Cash, Johnny Cash has an audition with Sam Phillips. And Sam's like, "All right, Johnny, fine, you know, give me one song. Give me one song, that's all you got, I'm a busy guy." And Johnny sings some cheesy, lame song. And Sam Phillips stops him and he says, hold on, is this all you got? And Johnny says, "What do you mean? What's the problem? Is it the song or the way I sing it?" And Sam says, "Both." And he says, What's wrong?" He says, "I don't believe you." And his friends behind him say, "Let's get out of here, man. Let's get out of here." And he says, No. You mean to tell me that I come down here and sing you a song about Jesus and you're telling me you don't believe me?" And he says, "Look, man, it has nothing to do with believing in God. It has to do with believing in yourself." And he said, "If you were dying and lying in a ditch and you had one song to sing, would you sing the same Jimmy Davis song that we hear on the radio, or would you sing something real? Because that's what people need, something real." And I'll tell you what, I saw that movie and it hit me right between the eyes. It hit me right in the gut. And I said, "Look, Carrie, what are you doing, man? You're singing other people's songs. You're singing this binder full of leadership stuff, and you don't even believe it, and it's not even yours." So what I did after that, I had a fail big time. I felt so embarrassed. I felt like I wasn't cut out for it. You know, all the stuff we tell ourselves. You know, "You're a loser. You're not cut out. You're going to stay in your day job for the rest of your life." Look, I put all that aside and said, "I am going to start singing my song." And I got so clear on my message. And next time I went into a quote, pitch my stuff, didn't walk in with any binder, didn't walk in with anything to sell. I showed up filled up, I served, I story told, and I listened. And I had a blank piece of paper and a pen, and I just said, why are we here? Tell me how I can serve you today. And that's it. And I'll tell you what, since then, it's not that I've never failed again, but since then, I've never left an appointment saying that I sold somebody else, I sang somebody else's song. So this is Cary Oberbrunner. Be a soul on fire today. Start singing your song if you haven't been. That's what people buy. That's what people believe in. And share this or subscribe, both, but share it especially with somebody who needs to hear it. We need more people in the world that are singing their own song, not some fabricated thing that they've been handed down to them. We'll see you soon.
Thanks so much for listening to the Igniting Souls podcast. As a subscriber, we challenge you to be more than just a passive listener. Show up, filled up, and become a member of the tribe. Visit us on the web at caryoberbrunner.com. Remember, the most powerful weapon on earth is the human soul on fire.